Okay. Good morning. Hilchos Pesach, Tav Nun Aleph, and Hagalas Kelim. We're at Hey, Seif Hey. Kelim Shenishtamish Behem Bechamin. Any Kelim that you use with hot. Kifiyat Tashmishan Hachsheran. So that's the principle, is that the way that you clean it, the way that you used it, that's how you clean it. Im Tashmishan Bekli Rishon. If you use them as a kli rishon, right, it was on the fire, like a pot with liquid on the fire, that's classic. Kegon, or a kaf shemegisin bo hakadera. Not only the pot and the pot itself, even the spoon or a fork, whatever you put inside the pot to stir with it, tsarich lachshiran bekli rishon. Since you put it on the fire, basically, with the liquid, then it needs to be kosher as a kli rishon. The im tash, right? Kli, and then what do we learn? We learn that it just has to be boiling hot water. The im tashmishan b'kli sheni, and if you use it with the pot was used, or you put a spoon in a pot that was a kli sheni, so then hechshiran b'kli sheni, you can also kosher it with a kli sheni. Teacup.
You never put that on fire.
Right, so the teacup itself is, I don't know if you have to worry that there's never chametz there, but let's assume you do. So then,
yeah, so
either in
the chametz and then barley.
Okay, so we'll assume there's chametz in a tea, fine, teacup. So then the kli itself is a kli sheni, and the spoons, a teaspoon that you would use in there, I didn't think there's other problem is teaspoons, I'm sure, yeah. Teaspoons would always be a klisheni, I'm assuming. So therefore, you can kosher in a klisheni. Ukli shemishtam shimbo be'eroi shemearem ikli rishon. And if you pour from them into a kli, lo sagile behaksher de klisheni, a klisheni hagala would not be enough. Either a kli rishon or eletzarich le'arot alav mikli rishon. Or you can pour onto it from a kli rishon, which might be the teacup example that you mentioned. You can probably just pour boiling hot water on it. Okay. Haga. No, I just want to, since you're in this, fine, let me finish the haga, and then we'll read haga. Kol kakelim sheish behem stakim agomot chulada. Any kelim that have cracks in them, or little pits, where food can get stuck in there. Or you have rust that can cover over it. V'hu b'toch ha'kli, and it's inside the kli. The kli chametz in the kli. V'lo yuchul enakon kotan, and it's not possible to clean it. Ein lahagilan, you can't do hagala. It's not enough. V'tzrichin libun v'makom ha'sedek v'achuda, and for these areas you would have to actually do libun in order to clean them. Okay. Just a couple of things I want to point out. Okay. Whenever you're pouring kli rishon into kasher, Rebbe points out, you want to make sure you're not like throwing the hot water. You're pouring it, so in the flow of water that comes down, it doesn't leave the kli rishon, the original pot. Because in Iroi, you need the kiluach, the stream of water connected to the kli rishon. So, okay, so that's important. And the expression in Chazal is Kabolo Kach Polto. What was the question? So, in cases you can't, we'll have to discuss specific cases or what you mean. Sometimes, if you can't, then you can't use it. It really depends on what the case is. So, what else did I want to mention? Just to point out, we mentioned Libun Chamur yesterday. I just want to quickly point out that I did see in a Sefer Or Olam, it's on the Mishnah Bura. But obviously there's a lot written on the topic. It's a reputable Sefer. He writes that Libun Chamur is actually 752 degrees Fahrenheit and 400 degrees Celsius, which is a lot less than I saw posted on the OU website. What? Yeah, so he also writes in the book that a self-clean oven usually gets to 850 degrees Fahrenheit and 475 Celsius, which is above what's needed for Livun Chamor. Also, I've seen many, right? And that's it for CRC. I think it's quoted the shame of Eider, but I didn't check inside. Anytime a kli is red hot, that has the same din as sparks. So, and we know that some things get red hot easier than others. Some nests don't even get red hot, but they do get to that temperature, and that's totally fine. The OU and the Rabelsi, so there's a few different, we mentioned yesterday, there's a few different shiurim, and just to clarify, so they mentioned if it's 1 hour, it's 550 degrees. 1 hour and a half, 450, 2 hours, 375. That was for Libun Kal, with the Kash. Now obviously it has nothing to do with time, but the thing is, if it's in that heat for long enough, then it'll get hot enough to burn the straw. But there's no shear of time. A few seconds is probably all that's needed once it reaches its max temperature. Just, although he did write in the book, or Olam also, when you do a blowtorch, yeah, you can do your own research on this one, but he wrote, you need, I'm not sure where he got this from. I'll just mention it. But you have to worry about, if it reaches the temperature for long enough that the temperature, that item gets that temperature, then it's fine. He says a blowtorch, I don't know. This I've never heard of. 7 minutes for every 8 square inches.
Yeah,
who knows?
Blowtorching is only for cleaning, you can't really.
No, I know. Alright, so anyway, I don't want to get too bogged down in that, sorry. Fine, let's go back to Sivav. Okay, this is a very important principle. Every kli goes after the way it's usually used. Hilkach, let me explain. Therefore, if you have plates that normally you use it as a kli rishon, sometimes you use it on a kli rishon, but usually, most of the time, it's iroi kli rishon. I don't know, maybe some kind of a bowl, that soup bowl. I don't know if we ever put them on the fire. But let's say you have a soup bowl that usually you use it for soup. You pour it from the kli rishon of the pot. Okay, so someone pointed out, whatever it is, let's say you have a soup bowl that you might put into the microwave. So that might count as a kli rishon. Okay, probably it does if it's hot enough. And let's say you put it onto you would ever put onto a fire if it was metal. Let's say you once in a while put it on the stovetop, or whatever the example would be. So then, you don't have to kosher it in a kli rishon. You only have to kosher it on through iroi, the same way you got there in the first place. Kahu hechsheron. That's the way you kosher it, and that's definitely the psak for the Shulchan Aruch, for according to the Shulchan Aruch and for Sfardim correctly as well. What's an example? Let's say you have something that you always use for cold. You don't use it for hot, but you know a few times a year, whatever. It really goes by majority. It could be more than a few times a year, and you use it for hot. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, all you have to do for Pesach is just wash it, which we do anyway. And then you can use it 100% for Pesach. You don't have to have a separate kli that you normally use. Hagah. Now, so therefore also, if you have a spoon that usually you only use in a soup bowl, but once in a while, you use these same spoons for your soup pot. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, all you have to do is iroi. You don't have to actually do hagala in a kli rishon. Haga, but these examples don't apply for menag Ashkenaz. V'yesh machmirin lahagila kearot b'kli rishon. No, but the remachmer that we do go after even mi'ut hashmisho, and you have to kasher it in a kli rishon the same way it's done even sometimes. V'chen yu ha-menag, and that's the menag. Okay. And so too, anything that maybe was used in a kli rishon, kegon kapot uchadom leze, like I just mentioned, many times we use our regular soup spoons, some of us in the kitchen, you use it to pick something out from on the stove. And therefore you have to be machmir to do kli rishon, hagalah and a kli rishon. V'yesh machmirin lahagil kol kli shtia af api shishtashmishon betzoni, mishum shalifamim, mishtamshim behen bechamim. And therefore, even dishes that you only use for cold, but sometimes you use it for hot, so it depends. Some dishes or glass cups we may never use for hot, you're going to break them. They'll crack. So things that are used sometimes for hot, so the only way to kasha them is v'chen hu aminag lagilan. So the minag is not we do hagala in a kli rishon. Ubediavad sagilahu v'shtifa. But bediavad we're makel like rov tashmisho, and all you have to do is just make sure it's clean. Ukearot gedolot shli yichal echnis l'toch kli rishon. But if you have a big plate or something that you want to do hagala in, but it doesn't fit. So what do? Yitein aleihem even meluban v'yarei aleihem rotchin mikli rishon. So you take a burning hot coal or a brick or something, and you put it on to the plate. Make sure it doesn't break it though, and at the same time you also do iroi. So together with the even meluban with the iroi, v'havek a kli rishon. It becomes like a kli rishon. Not necessarily exactly the same, but for these purposes we consider it the same, and it works. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh. Now if you need hagala in a kli rishon, you can do iroi if you have this even meluban, or an hot iron can be the same. V'yavir ha'even al kol ha'kli, she'az magil kulo. And you go over the whole thing with it, and that's as if you did hagala and a kli rishon.
That sounds like if you were to have a large plate that can't fit into the pot, yeah, but half of it could fit in, that you could kasha half of it, flip, and then flip it over and kasha the other half. That's what it sounds like.
Right. So you should be able to do half and half. Just flip it over if it fits. Then circular, oval, yeah, it depends on the shape. Yeah, if you can do that. Okay. All right. Now, okay. And the bedi'evid, the halacha does follow. For the Ashkenazim, even it could be makel in the case of bedi'evid, not lechatchila. Okay. Now, if even though you go after rov tashmisho, if you know for sure, no, let's no. Okay, let's go on.
Is he mentioned the milui the iruy later?
I think so. I think so. So let's go to Zayin. We're in Zayin. Yesh mishomer de kapot ha'asiyut mikeren en lehem takana ba'agala. If you have spoons made out of ivory or bone material, tusk, whatever, horns, so then the kevan shem kalkulim b'mayim chamim chashinan del machayis alayu. You can't kasher it because we're afraid that if you try and kasher it, you won't do a good job. You're going to pretend it's boiling hot because you're afraid it's going to ruin it, and you don't want it to be so hot. So therefore, we just say you can't kosher it, you can't use it, and that's that. Chet echad kli eitz ve'echad kli evan ve'echad kli metechet. It doesn't matter what the material is, whether it's wood, stone, or metal. Dinam lachshiram v'agala. All of them, you can kosher them with hagala, right? Whatever the, if that's how it's used through the medium of water, then you can use a gala. Obviously, if it's dry heat with the fire, then you have to do libun. You can. You could do libun chamur, or libun kal, or you can do a gala. Yeah. Yeah, but the other ones are a higher level. Libun kal, we assume, is the same, and libun chamur is even more. Haga, v'chein kli kli etzem, trichium hagala. And also from bones, you could. Right, okay. So that's not what you're worried about. You're worried about the horn material, ivory.
All right.
Okay, is it a chiddush?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chiddush, you can catch a stone. That means maybe what kind of stone? What about sandstone? That's full.
Okay, we'll get to the countertops later. Hamagil kodem shah chamishit. If you kasher do hagala before the fifth hour, the first 4 hours, yachol agilim biyachad kli rishon u kli sheni, kelim shabalu davar muat veinachoshesh So then, Gamkin imagel miktat akli shnei peam akli mishneya peamim. So that's what you just mentioned. You don't have to. It's okay to cut in one big pot. You can kasher kli rishon, kli sheni, stuff that even got a little bit of balua. It doesn't matter because it's all batel anyway. Before Pesach, and there's no b'mashahu before. You don't have to worry about it, and you could even do half a kli at a time.
There shouldn't be the neyona, right?
Yud. Now, if you have baskets, wicker baskets, they have holes, crevices. So now there you salt the meat. Yesh matrichin hagala, yesh mishacholek v'nirin dvarav. So some say all you have to do is hagala, and because the issue is we're afraid sometimes there is chametz in the salt. I don't know if that applies nowadays, but in those days they would salt, and they would always worry about chametz being in the salt. So therefore it's a problem. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you don't have to worry about this chumra, because there's a principle, dachzuke isura lo machzekinan. We don't always look for the worst, think for the worst, and assume that there was salt there, bread there. If you don't know that there was bread there, we don't start assuming the worst, and probably there wasn't any bread, and you don't have to worry about it, and it's fine. V'tov hagilan olim kont liknot chadashim. But no, the Rama says it's better to, l'chadchila, we do worry about maybe there was bread there, and therefore one should either do hagala or buy new ones. You should do one or the other. Okay, obviously, bediyeved, if it was already salted and it was used, then it's kosher. Yud Aleph. Machavat shematagnim. Peirush yotzkim behem shemen lefotoba. Now you fry. You're frying. You have a pan. You pour a generous amount of oil, and you're frying. Such a thing muteret behagala. Since there's oil, we call that, there's a level of oil. It's not just a little bit of moisture. Therefore, we call that bishel. And it's not called like it's on a grill where it's dry heat. Dry, if it would be dry, if there'd be no oil, then you would have to, you need water or oil, and then hagala is enough. Otherwise, you need to do libun chamor. Because this is direct heat or direct fire.
Even though you're likely to fry breadcrumbs.
Yeah, it's chametz.
Yeah.
You just have to kasher it. The same way you use it, that's how you kasher it. And so if it's cooked with a liquid, such as oil, then all you have to do is kasher it with the same liquid. Ve'im hi aruka, misim chetzia v'hofech od, u'meisim chetzia ha'acher. And just like you mentioned, if it's too long and it doesn't fit in your kli rishon, you just do half at a time. You just flip it over and you do one and a half. It doesn't have to be all at once. It's not like you're doing tevilas kalin. It's what is this kashering over here. The imhi aruka beyoter, and if it's too long, melabna beemtza, and if it's too long, like if you flip it on both sides, the middle still is too long and it doesn't, your pot's not deep enough. So you're only going to get both ends. So for the middle part, you put a couple of hot stones, burning hot stones, you put them on the middle, you pour water, and that'll work. Okay.
That's not what the Rama says. The Rama says
that the libun kolduhu shekash nisraf alav sagiluhu, and he says hagal is enough, and you can do libun kal. Because libun kal is the same. V'yesh machmirin lelavein hamachavat ach belibun kolduhu dainu sheisraf alav kashim v'chut sagi. And he says some are machmir not to do hagala, but to do libun kal. V'noagin labno lechatchila, and lechatchila we do recommend, the minag is to do libun kal, miusagile bhagala im ein bagumot. But if it's smooth, basically I believe like all of our pots, I'm assuming, I don't know, you don't have any crevices and cracks for breadcrumbs to get stuck, then even according to the Rama, Hagala is enough, and you don't have to worry about even doing Hagala. Liban Kal.
That it's considered cooking, or you machmir that there might be situations where there's something frying in it and there's no lifting.
Right, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for.
The Rabbah said before that the kal would be okay to the middle. That's why he said that you could use a stone pouring water.
You can do either one. The Yesh Machmir.
It's mashmir not that way.
No. Because if you could have gotten the whole thing into the pot, that would sure have been enough.
No, the Yesh Machmir says that wouldn't be good.
You need to get to the frying pan.
Hagala is not good enough.
Yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah explains.
As good as the same as Hagala or better.
The Machaber is saying that all it needs is Hagala, period.
Yeah.
Ramah is saying that you might need Liban Kal because it's a frying pan and they were chayshish that there was direct on the war. And this is what she thought, so that.
Okay, it does sound like. It does sound like Liban Kal is better than Hagala. I'll give you that. Now, Kagan mentioned, if the reason for the Chumrah of Liban Kal, according to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah says, is because sometimes there's no oil left. And the Mishnah Berurah does point out, though, if you just have a very thin, again, I don't know how you draw the line, if you have a very thin amount of oil, and it's basically dry, but it's greasy, that has a din of Eish, and for that you have to do Libun. But you probably have to do Libun Chamor if it's done like that. So.
No one
mentioned. Usually put a lot of oil in and it burns out.
But the Ramah says that. The Ramah is not for you to do that.
Okay. Right. The Chakila.
Okay, so let's. Okay, good. So you're bet. Kol hakelim tzarich lahagil idoteihem kemosan. Now, we're generally assuming that the handles here, saying you have to do hagala on the handles as well, just like the pots. Generally, we're assuming the handles are made out of metal, just like the pots themselves. They're the same material. And so, therefore, and we're assuming whatever is heat is transferred in the pot from the food, spreads throughout the entire pot, including it spreads to the handles. That's why you would have to do Hagala, which is a question, but that's the assumption. And so that's why we have to be Machmer for that. Okay? And the same applies if it's Cheres or Eitz, whatever the material it is. It also can travel to the hands. Right. There's also the worry maybe sometimes things splatter, your hands touch it. So let's keep reading, we'll see. Therefore, Hagala, miyu, ibloi gilu hayadot, ein lasor bidiyavad. But perhaps it doesn't travel to the hands, and it's really just a chashash, and therefore, bidiyavid, if you didn't, it's still kosher, the food that's in the pot. And therefore, lechatchila, you can just pour onto them.
Even if the pan needs leave in chazah, the handle, the handle does not.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
The kamotan is not an absolute equation that the Machaber had.
It could be if you did it, if the pot itself would need, or the kli, a knife, whatever, it would need libun chamor, then I believe the hand, you would also need to have libun.
The same.
Yeah, it's saying it's similar. Well, Euro is enough, right? Because it's more of a chumrah, that it travels to it. Okay. Anyway, so therefore, and then just to point out, when it comes to plastic handles, so plastic is a question if you can kosher it or not. But since we're talking about handles and not the actual kli, again, you can ask your rav, but there is certainly some or many who are mako for handles. Just like you can kosher the whole pot, the same way you can kosher the handles even if it's plastic. Because even the fact that the handles is also it's a chumrah. I mean, we have to keep the chumrah, but it's a question. That's why b'di evid.
It works. You can't have a transfer from the middle of the pot to the plastic handle. This was screwed onto the pot.
Well, if you use
a cast iron frying pan with a whole pan and the handle with one piece of metal.
Well, it depends. It depends. But even if it's two pieces, kibolo kach polto. You don't cook with the handles. You hold the handles. So, however you use the main pot and you kosher the main pot, so mistama that works for the handles. So, if you cook with the main pot and you kosher the main pot and not the handles, b'di'evid it works because the food didn't get tray from the handles. If it got chametz, if the handles got chametz through cooking into the pot, then it also got kasher the same way. But it's an extra midin, from a midin, that we also kasher in addition, not just the pot. Even though we only cook the pot, we also kasher the handles. Okay, fine.
What about a handle with rivets?
What are handle with rivets? I don't know what that is. So in those days it used to be a bigger problem. Nowadays it's a little bit less the way they make them. But I think you're supposed to kasher it. Lechatchila the same.
Not in this sif, but in earlier sifim, you saw that the rivets could be a problem.